The recent Brad Pitt movie Fury received a wide range of responses, some positive, some negative. I, for one, thought it was a very powerful movie. Yes, the language was foul and the violence overwhelming. It seems that the director did not want to sugarcoat war. There is no romantic notion of glory in this film. What I saw on the screen was the best attempt ever by a director to convey the impact of war on the psyche of soldiers. The director also did not hesitate to weave in the faith of these young men at war. Fury is set in April 1945 in Germany. Everyone knows the outcome of the war is decided. No one wants to die in the last month, on the last day, or in the final hour. The tank crew is a killing machine. Brad Pitt plays the tank commander, nicknamed War Daddy. The crew has survived 3 horrific years together. Their overall objective is to kill Germans, win the war, and go home. They lost their assistant driver and are grieving and angry. Their replacement is a young, innocent recruit, trained as a typist. He never expected to have to kill, nor does he want to kill. He's Christian. The crew focuses on convincing him to kill, and the young recruit has little choice. The crew, including the tank commander, appear to be psychopaths. They take great pride in their gruesome ability as a killing machine. They seem to have lost their humanity while saving their lives. But as the story evolves, we see glimpses of humanity under the hard veneer of these veteran soldiers. We come to understand what we are seeing is not necessarily who they are, but what 3 years of combat has done to each of them. So there is this tension between maintaining their moral center, their humanity, and surviving by being a brutal killing machine. One of the crew is nicknamed Bible. He has to accept what he's doing, but he retains a hold on his Christian faith. The others do not appear to have his faith. They clearly respect him or accept him, even as they taunt him. This plays out through the larger story of their dangerous mission and the transformation of each of the members of the tank crew. The characters are deep and dark and complex. A good director is subtle and doesn't hit you over the head with his message. I believe the director was showing us escape from the reality of God can lead to loss of hope, as well as the loss of a sense of truth and goodness, particularly in the midst of war. Jesus Christ redeemed each of us, and God forgives us. Never underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit to counsel and comfort and heal and renew. So it is with a touch of caution, but also with deepest heartfelt gratitude that we honor our veterans. Not only those men and women of World War II, a conflict that ended 70 years ago, but all who served our nation since. Soldiers and sailors, pilots and mechanics, medics, nurses, doctors and ambulance drivers, merchant marines and truck drivers, clerks, the men and women who work long hours in assembly lines putting out war materiel, the Rosie the Riveters, those who grew victory gardens, and many, many more. When the time came, they stood up to serve and defend and preserve freedom and democracy for us. Thank you, and God bless you all, and God bless our nation.